This is the final installment of Audioboom's exclusive Q&A with Susan Simpson. In it, we talk about the making of the podcast and the critics' response. Our first question comes from Olivia Cueva, and she wants to know, what equipment do you use?
So when we first started and just kind of figuring out what the heck we were all doing, I just used my headset mic, and then we just got Audacity, and we had some volunteers help out a bit. After that, we got better mics, eventually convinced everyone to get better mics, so we're all using Blue Yeti mics now. And we have learned a lot. I went from having zero sound knowledge to having a little sound knowledge. Obviously, it's still a totally new world for me, but I can at least understand the terminology to some extent.
Olivia also wanted to know what you like most about podcasting.
That's assuming I like it. No, it's really different. It's not something I have experience with. It's not a format I'm used to using. And it's almost frustrating sometimes because I'm used to writing where I can carefully lay out everything. There's no risk of a misstatement or accidentally not being precise enough because you can just go back and edit it. Whereas with a podcast, oftentimes I'll say something and then realize later, oh, that was not as precise as I meant it to be, or that may have given the wrong impression, and you can't just as easily, you know, delete and make a quick edit. So it's definitely a change both in the making of it and the revising process. But it's been fun just because it's new, I think. You know, it's fun to take up something totally new and just see how far you can take it.
If you could go back, are there things that you'd do differently for the first few episodes?
Yeah, well, a lot of people like criticized us for like not making a better first episode. And I'm like, you can't, we had to do the first episode to learn. There's no way we could have made a good episode first try. I mean, I couldn't anyway. Maybe so I don't think there's any way of avoiding that. I mean, it's a learning process and we had to go through it. So we are working on going back and fixing some of the audio issues now that we know how to. So we're addressing that. But no, I wouldn't do it differently in that sense because I didn't know what I didn't know.
How do you feel about what the critics are saying about Undisclosed?
I remember some of the first reviews were comparing us to Serial. Actually, no, the reviews are still comparing us to Serial. I think like last week, two more came out saying Undisclosed is not the new Serial. I'm like, no, duh, it's not. We're three attorneys making a podcast, and we're being compared to the best podcast of all time. That's a compliment in a way, because if we really were as horrible as they're saying, no one would bother to make that comparison. Like, I think The Guardian had a review of us in like their TV and radio section. I'm like, if we're as bad as you're saying, why are you bothering to write a review? So it's, you know, it's kind of funny. I get frustrated when the reviewers have clearly not listened to the podcast. But otherwise, it's not that they're untrue. We are learning. We've gotten better. And I know from like a technical standpoint, we're miles away from like NPR quality. We're not going to get there. It's not our goal not to get there. But I've listened to podcasts for a long time. And I know that, I mean, there's a lot worse than us out there. They're still good. So I'm not concerned about that part of a production. And, you know, we'll keep learning. Hopefully our last episode's our best episode.
It's been great reading listener questions and going behind the scenes with Undisclosed. Be sure to check out the Audioboom blog, where we'll have more listener questions and audio extras from Rabia, Susan, and their co-producer, Colin Miller. And of course, you don't want to miss the next episode of Undisclosed. I'm Jeremy Helton. Thanks for listening. This is Audioboom.